Hello and welcome to the fifth Anti-Room podcast. This month, after the case of Savita Halappanavar, we're discussing the issue of abortion in Ireland. With party season upon us, are women under more pressure to be uber-groomed? And is advertising targeted at women patronising? Also, BBC Woman's Hour recently looked at Britain's most powerful women. So we're asking, who are the most powerful women in Ireland? I'm Sinead Gleeson and here's my co-host, Anna Carey.
Hello, and we'd like to welcome our guests tonight, media commentator and personal development trainer in CBT, Veronica Walsh, co-founder of Fanny.ie, Louise McSherry, and journalist and broadcaster, Una Mullally. Welcome to all three.
Hello!
So, earlier this month, the tragic death of Savita Halappanavar at a Galway hospital highlighted the murkiness around the issue of abortion in this country and when abortion can be granted in Ireland for medical reasons. The government are under pressures to legislate after the X case, and it seems that this is a cyclical issue in Irish life. Veronica, here we are again talking about this issue. It was here in 1983, again in 1992. Are we going to be talking about this again in 10 or 20 years' time?
I hope not. And I think now with media influence and social media influence and the protests and the vigils, it's forcing a discussion that we hadn't had before, or a deeper discussion than we've had before, which is forcing government action and forcing a lot of media coverage now. And then there's my big bugbear, the media coverage. In the search for balance, we're being presented with extremely religious people on panel after panel after panel, which I think is preventing intellectual discussion, because no one is mentioning religion or God when these people are on the panel. Instead, they're being presented as experts on medical matters and constitutional law over and over again. And it's like there's this big elephant we can't shine a light on in the room. No one mentioning God or their ideology.
But do you think that there are people as well that are not necessarily pro-choice, or are somewhere in between pro-choice and pro-life, who are put off by those people? Because again, maybe the pro-life movement are being a little bit hamstrung by the fact that all of their representatives are, you know, in the Iona Institute or are Catholic commentators or columnists. We're somewhere in the middle.
You would hope so. But the problem is broadcasters are not taking their social responsibility seriously. And they're not talking about the ideology of these people. So instead, you have people talking about medical matters and doctors and health and law that they've no business talking about. And the broadcaster isn't saying, you know, let's talk about, do you think life begins at erection? Is a cluster of cells a soul? No, we won't have that conversation. So you're back to the children's referendum and all sorts of other things where there's emotional reasoning and colourful stories from these people. And